Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. I'll just be leaning here to ask the question.
Okay.
Too. I'm with Corey Lewandowski, who was part of the 2016 President Trump campaign. Corey, first off, the race for 2020. How do you see this? How about the possibility of President Trump winning re-election? How does it look at the moment?
Look, I think as I travel the country, what I see is the excitement that the president continues to generate. I see the economic opportunities that people have because of this president's policies, whether it's tax cuts or reducing the size of the government. And so because of those factors, I think you're going to see Donald Trump win re-election in 2020 by a larger electoral margin than he won in 2016.
Which Democratic candidates do you feel may have a chance at giving the president a run for his money?
Well, it's interesting because all of a sudden we see three candidates who aren't even in the race are talking about getting into the race, whether that's Hillary Clinton, Michael Bloomberg, or Michelle Obama. And the reason they're talking about that is because the field is very weak right now, and they realize, this is the Democrat establishment, they realize that none of the current field of candidates can take on Donald Trump one-on-one, so they're trying to bring somebody else in to help them be successful.
And moving on to NY-27, the 27th Congressional District that has been vacated by Chris Collins, how soon would you like to, first of all, see a special election in that race to fill the seat in that district?
Look, I think it's very important that the voters of this congressional district are represented in Washington, D.C. So for me, I think it's incumbent on the leadership here in New York to call that special election, let the voters have representation in Washington, D.C. I don't think it's fair that they don't have any. Obviously, the congressman resigned, but we knew that. And so let's get a new election on the ballot and let's send someone to Washington, D.C. to represent the people of this district.
And of the candidates you've heard about in NY-27, Democrat or Republican, which of the candidates do you feel is strongest right now?
Look, I don't want to engage in who I think is going to get involved in that because it usually gets me in trouble. The only time I've ever done that I didn't get in trouble is when I picked Donald Trump in the primary. So I try and stay out of primary races. But what I do think is it's very, very important to give the voters the opportunity to look at all the candidates and make their assessment as quickly as possible and send representation to Washington. Because right now, Speaker Pelosi, as the Speaker, gets to oversee and run the 27th Congressional District on behalf of the people of New York right now in Washington, D.C., because there is no congressman there. And I don't think that's fair.
As far as the qualities that whoever is running in NY-27, what do you think are the qualities they will need to win?
Look, I think what's important, and I always espouse this, is smaller government, less government regulation, and the ability to have a great constituent service program. Your job in Washington, D.C., when you're a congressman and your staff, is to represent your constituents and help them through the problems that they're facing back home. And so it's so important to have a good, strong representative who can understand what the trials and tribulations are of the people of the district and can help solve those problems. To me, those are the two most important things. A smaller, small-c conservative, meaning smaller government, less regulation, and someone who can deliver for their constituents when they have a problem with the government.
Anything else on the other topic I've left out you care to add?
I think that's good.
All right, Corey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.